It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on Proposition 30, commonly known as the Sales and Income Tax Increase Initiative. Governor Brown is leading the charge for Proposition 30, claiming he needs the additional revenue to right California's listing financial ship. I will review the key provisions of the proposition, the arguments pro and con, and then give you my 2 cents on the initiative. But first, let me note 2 important matters to you. Today is Columbus Day, and last year I did a show on the contribution of Italians to the world. I mean no disrespect to my Italian brothers, but today I decided a review of Proposition 30 was more pressing. The next point is that the Radio Sausalito website has undergone a substantial upgrade and is now much easier for you to find a particular show or podcast. So take a look at radiosausalito.org and feast your eyes. Now, back to Proposition 30. The initiative wants to increase sales and income tax rates to support schools. It raises a California sales tax to 7.5% from 7.25%, roughly a 3.5% increase. It creates 4 new income tax brackets. They range from a 10.3% tax rate on taxable income over $250,000 but less than $300,000, to a 13.3% tax rate on taxable income over $1 million, a percentage increase of 29% over the current millionaire's tax policy of 10.3%. If this proposition is passed in November 2012, the income tax will apply retroactively to all income earned or received since the first of this year. Based on California Franchise Tax Board data for 2009, the additional income tax is imposed on the top 3% of California taxpayers. The estimated revenue from Proposition 30 varies from Jerry Brown's $9 billion estimate to the $7 billion estimate by the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office. The difference appears to stem from the amount and timing of capital gains from wealthy people. Proponents of Proposition 30 obviously include Governor Brown, but also the League of Women Voters of California, the California Democratic Party, the California Teachers Association, the California State Council of Service Employees Union, the California School Employees Association, the American Federation, and the California Federation of Teachers. Arguments for Proposition 30 include: our schools and colleges face an additional $6 billion in devastating cuts this year. Proposition 30 is the only initiative that prevents those cuts and provides billions in new funding for our schools starting this year. Money that can be spent on smaller class sizes, up-to-date textbooks, and rehiring teachers. Another argument in favor of Proposition 30 is that all new revenue from this initiative is temporary. Proposition 30's taxes are temporary, and this initiative cannot be modified without a vote of the people. The very highest earners will pay more for 7 years. The sales tax provision will be in effect for 4 years. Opponents to Proposition 30 include the head of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the retired executive director of the California State Board of Education, a member of the Los Angeles County Board of Education, the president of the Small Business Action Committee, the executive director of the California branch of the National Federation of Independent Business, and the California Republican Party. Arguments against Proposition 30 include: there is no guarantee in the way the proposition is written that the money would be used for schools. Thus, opponents say it is a $50 million shell game To buttress this argument, opponents quote the California School Boards Association, which in May 2012 said, "The governor's initiative does not provide new funding for schools." Another argument against Proposition 30 is that politicians would rather raise taxes instead of streamlining thousands of state-funded programs. Look at what they just did. Politicians authorized nearly $5 billion in California bonds for the bullet train to nowhere, costing taxpayers $380 million a year. Let's use those dollars for schools instead. The politicians gave us a false choice. Raise sales taxes by $1 billion per year and raise income taxes on small businesses, or cut schools. Well, here's my two cents on Proposition 30. Let's face it, without the education issue thrown into this proposition, none of us would be inclined to vote for a sales tax increase or even the tax rate increases. We already pay a lot to be in this great state. So I tend to agree with the opponents of Proposition 30. The school issue has been inserted into this proposition to appeal to the emotions of the voters. And having reread the proposition, there is no guarantee the money raised would be used for schools. Governor Brown is a proponent of this proposition, and I do believe he is desperate for any funding he can get to help him balance the budget. I am not concerned about his motives, but I cannot say the same for the legislature. The state legislators have put this state in a financial crisis and then are looking to the taxpayers to bail them out. If I saw any true effort on behalf of our elected officials to balance the budget, I would be inclined to support this proposition. Since there has not been the slightest sign of any contrition on the politicians' part, as evinced by the authorization of the $5 billion of bullet train bonds, I am opposed to Proposition 30. Well, there's my two cents. I encourage you to review this important issue carefully and vote accordingly. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I review the issues and the characters of Southern Marin. Until then, please stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.